Amen. I love the church tonight. Love the people of God. And I love the ministry. Appreciate your good pastor. And amen. He has just, they have gone out of their way to make us feel welcome. And we appreciate that and salute them. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, don't be confused when we read that tonight to think that Jesus Christ and God are two separate deities, are two separate persons in a triune Godhead. Amen. For it said there in verse 11 that we are to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If he's separate from God, how can he be Lord? How can he be Lord of all? When God made it very, very clear that I'm God all by myself and I will share my glory with no other. The only way he could be Lord is if he was God fashioned as a man. 100% God and 100% man. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful for that name tonight. And that's what I want to talk to you for just a few moments tonight. What's in a name? That question tonight. What's in a name? Amen. Would you do it as you've so faithfully done every service? Lift your voice and pray one more time. Let's ask for the anointing, the help of the Holy Ghost. Would you help me pray? Jesus, we love you.
Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I love you, Jesus. God, I really do need your mercy tonight, your anointing, God.
In the wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord God, we pray. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. It belongs unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The church said amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Names, though they may not seem so, are really a very significant part of our everyday lives. We live in a society in a day when everything has a name. Every sickness, every disease, every medicine, every plant, every insect, every color, every shape, every size, etc. Everything has its own name. Everything has a descriptive title to classify or to describe it. And we know different things by these titles, by these names that they possess. Brother Webster tells us that a name is defined as a word or phrase that constitutes the distinctive designation of a person or a thing. A word or symbol used in logic to designate an entity. A name is a word that's used to entail or to symbolize every descriptive detail about one person or one object. When someone uses a name, we automatically recognize everything this object or person is, what it does, what it stands for, with just the simple mentioning of this one word, these collective letters, the name. Amen. We have all of this power, this information at our disposal. And so simply put tonight, names are mere descriptive symbols. Be it good or bad, names are very, very powerful. That's why the Bible teaches us that a good name is greater than riches. Amen. And I hope and I trust that this church has a good name in this community. I hope you have a good name on the job, and you have a good name at the school, or a good name, amen, around town, wherever you go day to day. I hope you represent the kingdom of Christ well, and you give it a good name. Amen. If you're going to walk around town and be a lying, cheating hypocrite, we've got some First Church t-shirts for you to wear. Amen. We'll let you just fill the blank in there. Hallelujah. And just tell people that you go to some other church. But we want to represent and give this church a good name in this community. Amen. And if you don't think names are powerful, just grab a teenager and take them shopping for clothes. Amen. I remember when I was a teenager, that's when Tommy Hilfiger was just really hitting his stride. And brother, it didn't matter how ugly the shirt was. If it said Tommy Hilfiger on it, that's all that mattered. I've got the shirt that my girls love for me to wear. Amen. It's a work shirt now. And it's the most hideous shirt you've ever seen all your life. It looks like Joseph's coat of many colors. And it's got this one cloth stripe across the chest area that totally does not match, and it's ugly, but it has that Tommy Hilfiger name on it. And so, man, growing up, it didn't matter. That was just the shirt to wear. And so that's the society we live in. Amen. Is the name that means everything. Look at the parking lot. Go out and look at someone. If they drive up a man in a brand new Cadillac, they're not flipping hamburgers at Wendy's for a living without doing a little something on the side. Amen. But amen. If they drive a, I don't want to offend nobody here tonight. Amen. Anybody? You go. There you go. Amen. You go. Amen. If you drive a little tree-hugging Prius to church, amen, and you looking for a place to plug it in, amen, we know maybe you got that from your grandma. I don't know, but you understand what I'm saying tonight. Amen. Somebody drives up in a four-door Mercedes, you know they got something in the bank somewhere. Amen. It's that name that tells us everything. Amen. I've seen some ugly sunglasses, but they had the name on it, and so I guess that made them beautiful. I don't know. To my wife, I say a purse is a purse is a purse is a purse. Apparently not. Amen. If it says coach, amen, you got to sell something to buy it. Amen. It's the name that holds all the power. And so years ago, I ran across a study that was done on music. And they said to prove the wickedness, the wicked degeneration of our society, they did this basic study on nothing more than the names of various rock groups and the titles of their songs and how they've changed over the years. Popular musicians or popular performers in the 50s and the 60s and 70s were the Coasters, the Angels, the Drifters, Fats Domino, the Beach Boys. I'm taking some of y'all down memory lane tonight. Chubby Checker. And this is as bad as it got. The Righteous Brothers. But in the 80s and the 90s, those groups became known as Megadeth, Slaughter, Lynch Mob, Mortician, Faith No More, Massacre, and Obituary. Popular song titles of the 50s, 60s, and 70s were Blue Suede Shoes, Dock of the Bay, 16 Candles, Nice to Be With You, Peppermint Twist, Yakety Yak, and This Is As Bad As It Got, Put Your Head on My Shoulder. We still preach against that. But anyway, amen, the 80s and the 90s, those songs went from Put Your Head on My Shoulder and Nice to Be With You to song titles such as Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter, Highway to Hell, Number of the Beast, Talk Dirty to Me, Suicide Solution, Powers of Hate, Sacrificial Suicide, Chopped in Half, Thou Shalt Kill, Multiple Stab Wounds, and Sacrificial Annihilation. If you had taken somebody that had been in a coma for a year, for about a decade or two, and woke them up, and they read that study, they would have to wonder what happened in a few short years for the name to be so innocent and so pure, to go to bring your daughter to the slaughter with just the mentioning of the names of the songs and the names of the groups. You can see the wicked degeneration of a society have turned their back on God and began to serve the devil. This is why names in the Bible carried such great significance. They were used as descriptive words. They were symbolic. They made a statement. They denoted natural or personal qualities. They pointed to an occupation, or they bore a symbolic or a prophetic feature. In the Bible, a name had some weight. It had some authority. It had some power. It described the individual to which it was attached. Abraham's name means father of a multitude. Achan, his name means trouble. Adam means of the ground or from the earth. Elijah means God is Jehovah or God himself. David means beloved. Joseph means may God add to or increase. Judah means praise of the Lord. And Solomon means peace or peaceable. And then I found a name called Zatu. Lovely or pleasant. Anybody having a girl? There's a thought. I'm just saying. Zatu, lovely or pleasant. Amen. But these names, they carry descriptive qualities about them. And we understand that names are meaningful because they are descriptive. And they're only as powerful as the one they describe. The greater the individual, the greater the name. The greater the object, the greater the name. Reminds me of a time in the Word of God when God called Moses and said, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moses said, all right, God, when Pharaoh says, what's the name of your God? What do I tell him, God? What is your name? And God said, tell him, I am that I am. I am all that I am. I was and I am and I always will be. And so, from the beginning of time to the New Testament, God had not declared his name. One historian said at this point, to know the name of God was just to witness the manifestation of God's attributes and apprehend that character which the name denotes. God's name, that is, was his self-revelation. Man did not know the name of God. Man could only describe God, talk about the mighty attributes of God. Somebody called him Elohim. It was the most frequent Hebrew word for God. Somebody called him Jehovah, which means the Lord. And they said he's going to be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifieth thee. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Elion, the Lord most high. Jehovah Ra, the Lord is my shepherd. Described as Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Or Jehovah Teskenu, the Lord is our righteousness. It was not the name of God. It described the power of God. Isaiah called him wonderful. He's counselor. He's the mighty God, everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. It was not the name of God. It described God. He's a wonderful God. He's a mighty God. He's a good God. He's a big God. But that was not the name of God. It described God's power to save. It described God's power to deliver. It described the power to heal, to bring peace, and to sanctify. But man was left with a God they could love, but could not call him by his name. They could talk about God. They could summarize God. They could describe God. But they did not know the name of the God that they served, the name of the God that they praised, the name of the God that they worshiped. And we don't know that name till that blessed hour when an angel appears before Joseph. And somewhere there had to be an angelic drum roll. Hallelujah. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And it was uttered for the very first time. What Moses did not know, what Adam did not know, what Elijah would not know, what David would not know, what Daniel would not know. He's a boy, and the angel said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I'm glad I know the name of Jesus tonight. Somebody praise that name tonight. Somebody love him tonight. He's Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, let's love him together. Come on, church. Oh, let's praise him together, church. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love the name of Jesus. I adore the name of Jesus. I preach to you tonight without hesitation, amen, that this baby born of a virgin was the Son of God. He was not God the Son. That's not in your Bible. He was the Son of God, the manifestation of God. Amen. At 6 months old, he was the Savior of the world. At 1 year old, he was God all by himself. At 12 years old, he confounded the wisdom of the world. He was still the great I Am, Jehovah. He's become our Savior. He was God all by himself. And one day he told his disciples, amen, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I am God, your Messiah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, with the focus on Jesus tonight, church. It's on Jesus tonight. I've come to talk about Jesus. There's no greater subject tonight. There's no greater message tonight. I've come to talk about Jesus and a name that's above every name, above all power, all principalities, greater than your sickness, greater than your trial, greater than your bondage is a name. Oh, let's love him. Come on, church. He would heal the sick. He would raise the dead. There was no power he lacked. No authority he did not possess. Unto one this great, God had reserved a special name to describe this God robed in flesh. One greater than healer. One greater than waymaker, one greater than provider, one greater than peace giver, one greater than anything you could describe. It was Jesus. Jehovah has become our Savior. And our text tonight said, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. I'm preaching tonight about a God that's got power in his name. In fact, Peter would say, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's power in the name. Power in the name. Whatever you need, power is in the name. In the name of Jesus. I thought about this tonight. We was leaving the hotel. I thank God for the blood. I love the blood.
I preach about the blood. But you know what, elder? That blood is of no value without the name to go with it. For when you're baptized, they've got to invoke the name of Jesus. I thank God for the blood, but thank God for a name that gives that blood authority, that gives that blood the right to wash away all of your sins. I'm preaching about a name, about a title of a God that's alive and well. My God, somebody give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Somebody shout Jesus. No, somebody shout Jesus. I mean, shout Jesus! Oh, let's give him a hand clap of praise. My 20 minutes are almost up. I've come to tell somebody there's still a name that can bring salvation to every alcoholic. Come on, church. There's still a name that can bring deliverance to every drug addict, every fornicator, every liar, every thief, every prideful man, every depressed, suicidal woman. Amen. There's a name greater than your sickness, greater than your disease, greater than your bondage, greater than your trial, greater than your darkest night. Just call on that name. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Oh, somebody reach out to him. Hallelujah. 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 Our text goes on to say that at the name of Jesus, not just the sound of formed letters, but the authority that it carries. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Notice, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. It was three-dimensional. That's a powerful name, church. I wish some of y'all hear what I'm saying tonight. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Master. He's Messiah. There's none beside him. There's none above him. He's God all by himself. And there's no storm he cannot calm. No disease he cannot heal. Amen. No chains he cannot break. There's no night he cannot turn to light. Amen. He's the God of all chaos. And his name is still Jesus. Jehovah is still my Savior. Oh, anybody need him tonight? Anybody needing to pass your way tonight? Come on, Jesus! I'm going to get ahead of myself right now, but I'm going to tell you. Anybody here got the name? Anybody got a revelation of the name tonight? So why are we always on the defense? Why are we always getting slugged around? Why do we let a dark night creep in? Why do we let this dark cloud hover over us so easily? Oh God. Somewhere you got to realize who you are and who's standing behind you. And the power of the name that's been branded on your soul. And you got to look at some trials. Look at the devil and say, you know what, hell, enough is enough. I've lived in this state the last night I'm going to. From tonight on, I'm coming out swinging. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. In the name of Jesus, I curse it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power. In the name of Jesus. Authority. In the name of Jesus. He said, what you bind on earth, I bind come to bind depression and to bind, amen, the powers of hell and to bind the dark night and say in the name of Jesus, I bind it, I rebuke it, I cast it out. I just felt something right here. I'm going to tell you men something. You're the high priest of your home. You're not the pastor of the church, but man, you're the man of your home. You ought every once in a while walk through your house and get you some anointing oil. And you walk through your house and you anoint the doorpost. Well, it's got a little tight right there. Do you have the Holy Ghost or not? It's time you use your Holy Ghost. Quit always trying to find His Holy Ghost. You got the same Holy Ghost. That don't make you a preacher or the pastor, but you ought to be a man of God in some capacity and walk through your house and say, devil, get out of my home. Get out of my kid's bedroom. In the name of Jesus, I anoint the doorpost. In the name of Jesus.
My God.
In the name of Jesus, I bind sickness and disease. I bind the attacks of hell. In the name of Jesus, I bind the afflictions of the devil. And I lose the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, praise Him. Come on, praise Him. Somebody give Him a shout of praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! My God, somebody believe it. Somebody believe it. Somebody believe it. Somewhere we got to get like the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 16. This old devil worshiping woman kept just kind of pestering him. Just working on him. Just working on him. You know, the devil don't have really a lot of power. He just kind of pesters you to death. He fills your mind with all kind of junk and stuff. He can't really do anything. He's like a shadow. You know, a shadow. I don't have it here. Well, I do have a little shadow here somewhere. My shadow can go forth and grab that water. And almost like it and do this, but the water didn't move. The shadow, it can simulate, you know, I don't know how to describe this tonight, but that's kind of the devil. He can kind of, he's a good actor, but really he can't do a whole lot. And finally Paul just got, he can't take it no more. And finally he turned around and he rebuked that foul spirit. And he cast it out of that woman. Amen. I'm telling you what, friend. It's time we get off the defense and get on the offense a little while. And so you know what? I'm tired of hell in my home. I'm tired of hell in my marriage. I'm tired of hell in my kids. I'm tired of hell fighting my family, fighting my man of God, fighting my church, finding revival. I'm done. I'm through. I'm tired of it. I'm coming out on the offense in the name of Jesus. I want my marriage back. In the name of Jesus, I want my joy back. I want my peace back. In the name of Jesus, we will have revival. In the name of Jesus, we will have victory. Let's pray that right now. Come on. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So what I'm saying tonight is God robed in flesh, Jesus Christ, is an all-encompassing name. You don't have to call Him Emmanuel. You don't have to call Him Jehovah Rapha. You don't have to get down and pray to Jehovah Jireh. you just say Jesus. Because when you say Jesus, you get everything that God is from the very beginning to the very end. That name Jesus is an all-encompassing name. When you say Jesus, you get the healer. When you say Jesus, you get the way maker. When you say Jesus, you get the storm calmer. When you say Jesus, you get the chain breaker. When you say Jesus, you get the Savior. I'm telling you, friend, there's no word like that word. There's no name like that name. There's power in the name. If you're sick, call on the name of Jesus. If you got a need, call on the name of Jesus. If you're a storm, call on the name of Jesus. Need forgiveness, call on the name of Jesus. Need salvation, call on the name of Jesus. Let's stand, lift our hands, and praise Him together. Come on, I'm done. Come on. Let's call on that name of Jesus tonight. Come on, Jesus. Invoke the name of Jesus. I love that name tonight. I love that name tonight. I love the name of Jesus. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. How? In my name. In my name. If anybody ought to be able to have church, it ought to be the people of the name. If anybody ought to see miracles and signs and wonders, it ought to be the church of the name. This old crazy world says, man, you folks are, you're just Jesus only, aren't you? It's just Jesus, 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 Jesus. Man, you're just Jesus only, aren't you? Well, what do you want us to be? There's no power in my name. No power in your name. No authority in our name. The power is in His name. Everything I do, let it be done in the name of Jesus. Power in the name. Authority in the name. That's why I don't understand somebody getting water baptized in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Where's the name involved in that? Man, I'll be happy to buy your house and I'll write you a check tonight. But when I sign it, I'm going to put on there, Father. I'll put comma, Son. How about that? You take that to the bank, that's going to bounce for two reasons. It's going to bounce for one reason. They're going to reject it for another reason. It's not signed properly. Because there's a lot of fathers out there. There's a lot of sons out there. And that title carries no authority. The authority's in the name. The power is attached to the name. That's why when I got baptized, I'm glad that preacher said, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the one that died. He's the one that bled. He's the one that was buried. And the one that was risen again. It's in Jesus' name. I wish tonight I could build somebody's faith. and rebuke this lie that says it can't happen to me. And you hear me? I feel a little something right here. You're saying that because you know you're not worthy. Tell you what, you take God out of that little box you got God in. Because you'll never be worthy enough for the name. That's what makes it so wonderful. I didn't deserve the mercy. I didn't deserve the grace. I didn't deserve the name. But he gave me a name anyway. You said, I can't make it. I've got a God with a name. He says, oh, yes, you can. You said, I can't. I can't be healed. The name says, oh, yes, you can. You say, I can't be set free. The name says, oh, yes, you can. You say, I've got to go home bound. And the name says, oh, no, you don't. I'll break the chains. I'll set you free tonight. Y'all ready? What do we do now? What do we do now? I guess we start invoking the name. I guess we start praising the name. I guess we start using the name. Anybody want revival? Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's start claiming some things in Jesus' name. Ha ha, I like that feeling right there. Anybody want to see God heal somebody? Let's start invoking the name. Anybody want to see God set somebody free? Hey, use the name, honey. Use the name. Come on. You got faith? I got a name. Come on, sing. Let's give God praise, church. Step out by faith. Step out by faith. Church, devil, you're a liar. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed. Somebody ought to shout. Somebody ought to believe tonight and shout. Woo! Come on, I accept it. I accept it. In the name of Jesus, ha. I rebuke you, devil, tormenting devil, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yes, yes. Come on, you feel that? God's here. God's here. Somebody want to praise the Lord for being a healer. Yes! Come on. Whatever you need tonight, it's in the name. Whatever you came for, it's in the name. Come on, that's it. Claim victory in Jesus' name. Claim your family in Jesus' name. Claim that loved one in Jesus' name. Claim victory in Jesus' name. Come on, church. Come on, church. In Jesus' name. Get back, devil. Get back, darkness. Take your hands off tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Break the chains. Clear the mind. That's it. That's it, men. Go ahead. Claim some things. Let's claim some things in Jesus' name. Give us revival. Give us a breakthrough. Give us a harvest in Jesus' name. Yes. Oh, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church, in the name of Jesus. God, break every chain tonight in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, do a work in Jesus' name. That's it. Come on. If you want it, it's here. It's here. It's available. I want it. Yeah, 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 yeah. In the name of Jesus. Every chain be broken. In the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, let Jesus do your work. Let Jesus set you free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yatata rabokoto rabo rabashata yata yalabakashata.